Hello, friends, and welcome. Friends, I've been hearing a lot of murmuring of late. Complaints, if you will, allegations and accusations that the church has been slacking off a lot lately. That's right, friends. There are those among us now who have suggested we've been slacking off too much. Well, friends, my answer to that is quite simple. I want you to look to the person to the left of you and to the person to the right of you. And at the end of your life, I promise that one of them people's going to be dead. That's right, friends. Dead as a doornail. And you know why, dear friends? Because they were too busy worrying about how much slack the church had instead of how much slack they had. It's true. And you know what's even more disturbing than that, friends? You won't even know what really killed them, because the conspiracy revisionists would have already covered up the facts. Not only does the conspiracy steal away your slack, but they deny slack ever existed. Moreover, they deny anyone ever wanted slack. Ha ha ha, hard to believe, isn't it? And yet most folks do believe whatever the conspiracy revisionists force-feed and cram down their throats. The lies, the distortions, the grand deceptions, the conversion of truth into that intricate web of delusion, which brings us to the topic of tonight's sermon, friends. The new and improved revisionist bullshit. It all begins in their mandatory attended brain control schools, where they form those young, impressionable minds. No doubt, many here today have already fallen for one or more of their revamped versions of how history really happened. My favorite one is the new and improved history of the Civil War. Fought over slavery, right? Wrong! It was fought over slack. Bet you didn't know that. Oh, sure, the facts are still out there. If you do some of the digging, you might just happen to stumble across them once in a while and maybe even understand. If you're a doctoral candidate in Civil War agriculture, maybe you'll notice that while the South exported cotton by the baleful, it grew hemp by the ton. And we all know what hemp really is, don't we? Sure, it's frop. But what happened to all this frop, alias hemp, friends? We know the South grew it. We know the South harvested it. We even know the South used bales of it as shields to roll toward Yankee fortifications while under fire. Nice symbol, huh? But do they ever tell us why the South bothered to manufacture all these tons of slack-producing herbs in the first place? Do they, huh? Do they? Certainly it wasn't the smoke. Oh, no. Remember, nobody needs slack. That's only a myth, friends. They grew all this hemp to, make rope. Yeah, that's a ticket to hang all those Negro slaves. Sure, and that's really why Honest Abe invaded the South and raped, pillaged, and destroyed the other half of his constituency. It wasn't, I repeat, was not to destroy the frop-producing empire of the Northern Hemisphere. If they wanted to do that, they would have burned fields and carved a pathway through Atlanta to the sea. Right, General Sherman? Right. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Sure. Now, if the revisionists can make the masses believe that, which happens right here in the United States, think what else they can pull the wool over on the local yokels. Hell, why not try to fool the entire world? We'll tell them that's why they invaded Germany and bombed Japan to radioactive death. Now, just a footnote here, friends. Father Jomama is not saying the Holocaust never happened. That statement is illegal, especially in Germany. You can be arrested for publicizing that fact. Only the conspiracy revisionists are authorized to manipulate history. So I'm not saying that, friends. What I'm saying is that the Holocaust and the nuking of Japan were Jewish and Japanese attempts at mass suicide. Bet you didn't know that, did you, huh? Hitler was a Jew and was just carrying out orders. Jews and Japs were deprived of so much slack that finally said, screw it. Either give us slack or give us death, and I'll give you three guesses which option the conspiracy chose to impose. Oh, you think suicide is severe, do you? Well, I agree, but slackness is more severe. It drives people to suicide in a souped-up sedan. Why do you think Reverend Jones and his flock moved to Central America and set up Jonestown? It was to get closer to frop. And when the conspiracy set officials down to interfere, the whole congregation snuffed it. Bet you didn't know that either, huh? The Jonestown Massacre was really committed by desperate people in search of slack. Why do you think they used Kool-Aid anyway? It was a statement. They needed aid in being cool. And that, my friends, is where J.R. Bob Dobbs steps in. Yes, friends, it was J.R. Bob Dobbs that proved to the world that although you can take slack away from the subgenius, you can never take the subgenius away from slack. Bob shows us how to manufacture our very own slag. Sure, they can separate the church and state, but they can never separate the subgenius from state of mind. You don't have to have frop to have slack any more than you have to have a partner to have sex. It just helps, that's all. Suicide's out, slack's in. Just say no to thugs. Stop sniffing those lines and start reading them between them. Don't blink, think. Quit your job for Bob. Say yes to dress. Hit the dirt with a skirt. Do it now with a cow. If she's big, then dig. Time you enjoy wasting, friends, isn't wasted time. Words to Live by J.R. Bob Dobbs. Just imagine what a beautiful place this could have been if they'd only listened to him in the first place. No Civil War, friends. No World War, friends. And Kool-Aid would never have had to pack as much punch. Ugh. Praise Bob. Amen.